gathering. We're going to do a little bit of singing to begin with. There's a couple of songs that we need to work on learning. And we shall do that. Can you click that on behind me? There we go. I believe that we worked on this one already, right? From Psalm 12. Save the Lord for the God he wants gone. Did we work on that one? You guys remember that tune at all? Okay. Well, here we are. We're going to work on it again to assist your failing memory.
We'll work at the end of flailing.
Your flailing memory and mine. Okay. Stop doing that. There we go.
Take
right right through the song without any turnaround. So I thought, boy, that's really hard to see. Okay. One more cat. Well, it's passed through this. Psalm 12 is pretty much word for word out of the English Standard Version. Psalm 12. Let's go again.
Here we go. Save the Lord for the godly one who comes, for the faithful, the banished among your sons and men. Everyone having lies to his neighbor with fiery lips. May the Lord cut off all fiery lips, and the tongue make great boast. Though we say with our tongue, we will prevail. Our lips are with the secret master over us.
Something in the psalm and saying, this is what Christ says. If you want to understand the mind of Christ, if you want to grow in Christ's likeness, this is a great place to look, is the psalms. And so that's why we sing the psalms. We want to understand, you know, as we're singing these things, there's stuff that we're singing that we've probably never sung before. You know, ideas and approaches that we've never sung before, but I think it's probably profitable and helpful for us to understand the Psalms as being Christ's heart, Christ's word, and when we're singing it, we're developing in ourselves the mind of Christ, and we're also praising God through the way that He's revealed for us to do it. So, anyways, I thought that would be a good thing to touch on, at least. Zion, can you put up the next song? I'm going to sing another song for you. This is an old tune to me. It probably will not be old to you because you've never heard it before. So it will probably be new to you. This song has been around my repertoire for quite a long time. I have to remember how to play it. I think it's fairly easy to catch on to.
Do not fret because of evil men, nor be jealous of the one who does wrong. They shall soon be cut down like the grass to the ground. Trust in the Lord and do yourself in the Lord. You let yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord in trust, and He shall bring your desires to the land. You'll bring forth your righteousness and justice like light from the sun. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Delight in the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Do not fear the evil man's prosperity, for yet a little while, and He shall be no more. So your love will be gone, and the world will be yours. Just trust in the Lord and be good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord.
Amen. Have any of you heard that one before? Okay, Tim's heard that one before. Okay, let me go around it again. I'll just go through it once, and then we'll take 15 minutes before we start service. This was. I wrote this version, I think, in 1994 or 95, something like that. I was not as concerned in those days to get it as close to word for word as possible, but I was really trying to get everything that's in the psalm into the song. So, but anyway, we'll go around it and see how it works.
Do not fret because of evil men, nor be jealous of the one who does wrong. They shall soon be cut down like the grass to the ground. Trust in the Lord and be good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. You left your Lord, delight in the Lord. Thank you.